Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeinu Deborah Brandt, and today is day 21 of our 40 days of Teshuvah using the El Het prayer. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is the time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 20, for the sin that we have sinned before you against those who know and against those who do not know. Many of us are probably guiltier of wronging people behind their backs and to their faces. However, this is a season to repent. Of course, we can repent any time of the year, but it is at this time that we truly do some deep soul searching and cleaning of those wrongs and to determine not to do them again. It is so easy to criticize others behind their backs because it makes us feel more righteous. This is not righteousness in action, but self-righteousness. Have we wrongly accused or made judgments against people without hearing the facts? Are we quick to listen to rumors about godly people from other people who are holding grudges and full of jealousy and deceit? Do we take sides against someone based upon one side of the story? Have we ever bothered to get the facts before continuing to flame the destructive fire of those rumors? When someone starts to speak evil of someone, do we stop the conversation by saying, "Do you know that this is a fact, or are you contributing to fire the flames of the rumors?" This is a scriptural way to deal with sins within the community laid out in Torah and the Brit Hadashah. We need to learn these rules so that our communities will not self-destruct because of sin. Our congregations and lives are not in order because we have gotten out of divine order set up in Scripture. We do not want leaders. We all want to be our own leader, whether we are anointed to do it or not. Look up the word elders in the Tanakh, and you will see that disputes were to be brought before them in order to make righteous judgments. According to Torah, if someone was accused, there had to be three witnesses, and it had to be brought to the elders or leadership so that a righteous judgment can be made according to Scripture. We are to make righteous judgments and not pervert the law in order to accuse people as well. We see how corrupt leadership did this when they falsely accused Yeshua. Yet when we believe gossip and lies and receive false accusations against others without hearing the facts, we are guilty of wronging others. How are we to act in our communities? First, we are to walk by the greatest commandment of love, because if we do this, we will not break the others as well. Matthew 36-40. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Yeshua said to him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." 1 Corinthians 13:4-13. Love is patient and kind, not jealous, not boastful, not proud, rude, or selfish, not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not gloat over other people's sins, but takes its delight in the truth. Love always bears up, always trusts, always hopes, always endures. Love never ends. But prophecies will pass, tongues will cease, knowledge will pass. For our knowledge is partial and our prophecy partial. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, argued like a child. Now that I have become a man, I have finished with childish ways. For now we see obscurely in a mirror, but then it will be face to face. Now I know partly, then I will know fully, just as God has fully known me. But for now, three things last: trust, hope, love, and the greatest is love. How are we to treat elders or leadership within the community? 1 Timothy 5:19, against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others may fear. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. This is the Greek word Strong's 4245 refers to leaders in the community. Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resisted the proud and gives grace to the humble. Titus 5:1. Rebuke not an elder, but treat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. 1 Timothy 5:2. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. How are we to handle disputes, wrong accusations, and sin in the community? Matthew 18:15-17. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between him and you alone. If he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglects to hear the church, let him be it unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. We have covered now 20 of the 42 Alcat prayers. For all these, O God of forgiveness, forgive us, pardon us, atone for us in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Ask yourself, have I wronged people behind their backs? Have I wronged people to their faces? I want to end with this prayer to watch what you say, or guarding against Lashon Hara, evil speaking. Father, today I make a commitment to you in the name of Yeshua. I turn from speaking idle words and foolishly talking things that are contrary to my true desire to myself and towards others. Your word says that the tongue defiles, that the tongue sets on fire the course of nature, that the tongue is set on fire of hell. In the name of Yeshua, I submit to godly wisdom that I might learn to control my tongue. I am determined that hell will not set my tongue on fire. I renounce, reject, and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of my mouth against you, God, and your operation. I cancel its power and dedicate my mouth to speak excellent and right things. My mouth shall utter truth. Because I am the righteousness of God and Messiah Yeshua, I set the course of my life for obedience, for abundance, for wisdom, for health, and for joy. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Then the words of my mouth and my deeds shall show forth your righteousness and your salvation all my days. I purpose to guard my mouth and my tongue that I may keep myself from calamity. Father, your words are top priority to me. They are spirit and life. I let the word dwell in me richly in all wisdom. The ability of God is released within me by the words of my mouth and by the word of God. I speak your words out of my mouth. They are alive in me. You are alive and working in me. So I can boldly say that my words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in my life and in the lives of others because I choose your words for my lips and your will for my life. In Yeshua's name, amen.